The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is the podcast where the dark and creepy things we don't talk about discover a voice. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
There's something about certain stories that just gnaws at you, that makes you wonder if what we know about the world, about reality itself, is just a thin veneer masking a much darker, much stranger truth. This story, it's one of those that creeps up on you, not with loud bangs or sudden apparitions, but with quiet, subtle intrusions into a person's life. Little by little, what begins as a simple, innocent ritual among friends spirals into a years-long ordeal involving unseen entities, strange sensations, and unexplainable encounters. What would you do if one day, after an innocent game, you found yourself waking up with marks on your body? Marks that shouldn't be there? And what if the things that went bump in the night weren't just figments of your imagination, but something real? Something with a presence that you could feel in the room with you? What would it take to push you over the edge? How many sleepless nights? How many times feeling something touch you, hold you, and even something far more intimate before you finally broke? And what if, after years of this, the entity still lingered, leaving you with more questions than answers? I've heard plenty of strange stories in my time, but this one got under my skin. There's something deeply unsettling about it. So let's dive in. Dear Tony, it all started when I was 12 years old. I wasn't looking for trouble, but I guess it found me anyway. Back then, my friends and I were like any other group of kids, giggling over crushes, obsessing over the latest gossip, and sometimes dabbling in things we didn't fully understand. We were at that age where everything felt like a mystery waiting to be solved, and we thought a little fun couldn't hurt. One of my friends brought up this silly little spell she'd heard about. It was supposed to reveal your soulmate in your dreams. We laughed about it, but of course, we decided to try it out. It didn't seem like a big deal at the time, just something to pass a rainy afternoon. The ritual was simple. Drink a weird concoction, tuck a specific item under your pillow, and drift off to sleep. The idea was that you'd dream of the person you were destined to be with. I did the spell a few times, just for kicks, and nothing happened. Well, not right away. A month or so passed, and I had all but forgotten about it. But then one afternoon, while I was daydreaming, something bizarre happened. I dreamt of a vampire biting my wrist. Nothing too crazy, right? But then I woke up and the sensation was still there. Not just the memory of it, but the actual physical feeling. When I looked at my wrist, I saw two small puncture wounds in the exact same spot where the vampire had bitten me in the dream. It didn't hurt, but it was real, more real than I was comfortable with. And here's the strangest part. The wounds never bled, and by the next day they had completely healed. I couldn't make sense of it. I mean, I know how ridiculous it sounds, a vampire bite, but I swear it happened. That was when things started to change. At first it was subtle, just a vague feeling that something was there watching me. When I lay down to sleep at night, I felt this pressure on my stomach, like something heavy was resting on me. It wasn't painful, but it was unsettling. I tried to ignore it, telling myself it was all in my head. But night after night, the feeling returned. My dreams, too, began to shift. They no longer felt like my own. Sometimes it was as though I was being pulled into someone else's dream, someone or something that was with me, even when I was awake. The physical sensations escalated. It started with soft touches, almost like a gentle breeze, but it wasn't long before they became more intimate, more invasive. It would touch me at night in ways that I didn't want to acknowledge, in places I didn't want to think about. At first, I thought I was imagining it, but when my underwear started tearing, ripping, in that exact area where I felt the touch, I couldn't deny it anymore. It wasn't all sinister, though. There were moments when it felt comforting, almost protective, like someone or something was looking out for me. At night, as I lay in bed, I'd feel it wrap around me, almost like it was cradling me to sleep. I'd wake up feeling a warm pressure on my back or an invisible hand brushing my hair. It never felt entirely human, though, more like a presence. But then there were the dreams. They told a different story. In my dreams, the entity wasn't gentle. It was cruel. The imagery was disturbing. Twisted versions of reality that left me waking up gasping for air, my heart pounding, as if I had barely escaped something terrible. And worse, when I woke up, I'd still feel its presence. Sometimes it grabbed me, held me down, pushed my face into the mattress. I'd scream inside my head, but my mouth wouldn't move. I was completely paralyzed. I began to feel like I was losing control. These dreams, they weren't just nightmares. They were real. I know that sounds crazy, but I would wake up with my body marked by whatever happened in those dreams. Fingerprints, scratches. They were always there, reminding me of the night before. And the thing in my dreams, it felt so angry, so full of hatred. It didn't just want to scare me, it wanted to hurt me. And sometimes I think it did. I tried praying, calling out to God, hoping for some kind of intervention. I wasn't deeply religious, but when you're that desperate, you'll try anything. But nothing happened. In fact, I think it mocked me. There were times when I'd try to say a prayer, and I swear I could hear laughter, like someone, something, was amused by my attempt to seek help. Days bled into nights, and my life became this endless cycle of fear and confusion. I confided in a few close friends, but none of them had experienced anything like it. The others who had done the spell, nothing. I was the only one this thing had chosen. Why? What did it want from me? Then came the out-of-body experiences. I'd lie in bed, and suddenly I'd feel myself being pulled out of my body. At first, I panicked, thinking I was dying, but it happened again and again, and each time I found myself floating above my own body, watching myself sleep. I could hear the thing with me, whispering, guiding me somewhere. Sometimes it would show me places, things I didn't understand. Other times it was just there, watching, waiting. In those moments, I felt its emotions. Sometimes it was warm, almost loving. Other times it felt cold, ruthless. I began to wonder if there were more than one entity, one kind, one cruel. But I could never be sure. And the worst part? I could never communicate with it. I'd try, leave notes, talk aloud, but it never responded. As the years went by, the intensity of the encounters waned, but it never fully disappeared. Even now, it's still with me. Every night it wraps itself around me as I drift off to sleep. It doesn't feel malevolent anymore, just there. Sometimes I wonder if it's protecting me from something worse or if it's just waiting for the right moment. 13 years have passed since that first spell, and I'm still searching for answers. What is this thing? Why did it choose me? And more importantly, will it ever leave? This is one of those stories that really makes you stop and wonder what's truly out there. I mean, we've all heard tales of ghosts, poltergeists, and even demons, but this is different. It's personal, intimate even, and stretches the boundaries of what we understand about the supernatural. So let's try to break this down and see what we might be dealing with here. First off, the idea of a spirit or entity attaching itself to someone after a seemingly innocent ritual is something we've heard before. Many times it starts with something playful, a game, a spell, a Ouija board, and before the person realizes it, they've opened a door to something they can't close. Could that be what happened here? Did this young girl unknowingly invite something into her life that she never intended? It's entirely possible. But what kind of entity are we dealing with? That's the real question. From what we've heard, there are two very distinct sides to this presence. On one hand, there's the warm, almost protective side. It holds her, comforts her, and seems to even care for her well-being. But then there's the darker side, the one that dominates her dreams, that shows her malevolent imagery and causes her physical harm. Could it be that these are two separate entities? Perhaps one is protective, while the other is more sinister. Or could it be the same entity, one that shifts between benevolence and cruelty? There's also the element of physical touch and even sexual encounters, which complicates things further. The idea of a spirit or entity engaging in sexual activity with a human isn't entirely new. In folklore, we hear of incubi and succubi, spirits that seduce their victims in their sleep. These stories go back centuries, with accounts of people feeling paralyzed, unable to move as something unseen touches them in ways that are both intimate and terrifying. Could this be an incubus? The description of the out-of-body experiences, the sexual encounters, and even the protective nature of the entity does fit that classic mold. But what's interesting here is that the encounters aren't entirely malevolent. There seems to be genuine care from this entity, which raises more questions about its true intentions. Now let's step away from the paranormal for a moment and consider some psychological explanations. One possibility that comes to mind is sleep paralysis, which can explain some of the physical sensations she's feeling at night. Sleep paralysis occurs when your body is in that transition between wakefulness and sleep. You're aware of your surroundings, but you're unable to move, and it's often accompanied by vivid hallucinations. Many people who experience sleep paralysis report feeling a presence in the room with them. Sometimes it's a shadowy figure, sometimes it's something more sinister. Could it be that the sexual encounters, the pressure on her stomach, and even the out-of-body experiences are all symptoms of sleep paralysis? Then there's the possibility of dissociation. Dissociation is a psychological phenomenon where a person feels disconnected from their body or reality. This can happen as a result of trauma, anxiety, or other psychological stressors. In this case, the out-of-body experiences and even the split between the good and bad entity could be a manifestation of dissociation. The mind under extreme stress can create alternate realities, alternate personas even, to cope with what's happening. The good entity could represent a part of her that's trying to protect herself, while the bad entity could symbolize her fears, her anxieties, and the darker aspects of her psyche. Of course, none of this discounts the possibility of a paranormal explanation. In fact, the line between psychological phenomena and the paranormal is often blurred. Could it be that her mind, already open to these experiences, is allowing this entity to manifest in ways that feel real, that are real? We've seen cases where intense belief in the paranormal can create its own reality, almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. And once that door is open, who's to say what's real and what's imagined? One thing is for sure, this entity, whatever it is, has had a profound effect on her life. It's been with her for 13 years, offering both comfort and fear, and the fact that it hasn't left raises even more questions. Why her? Why has it stayed for so long? Is there something about her energy, her spirit, that's keeping this entity bound to her? Or is there something unresolved that she needs to confront before it can move on? And then there's the question of whether or not she should try to communicate with it. That's a tricky one. On the one hand, gaining some sort of understanding, some clarity, could provide her with the answer she's been searching for. But on the other hand, by engaging with it, she might be giving it more power, more control. If this entity has already shown signs of malevolence, interacting with it could invite more danger into her life. Sometimes the best course of action is to leave well enough alone, but that's a decision only she can make. Ultimately, this story leaves us with more questions than answers. And that's the nature of the paranormal, isn't it? We can speculate, we can theorize, but at the end of the day, we may never fully understand what's happening in cases like this. Is it a malevolent spirit, a protective force, or simply the mind's way of coping with stress and trauma? The truth could lie somewhere in between. I'm Tony Bruschi, and if you want more true, scary stories like this one, press subscribe. We're dropping new episodes every single day.
Want more ghost stories of the paranormal? Press subscribe now wherever you get podcasts. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day, all year long. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.